The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Dial M for Murder, a classic. It will literally keep you on the edge of your seat. It is just a magnificent play. And with me, Loreen Pickle, who plays Margot Windress, the leading lady of Dial M for Murder. Loreen, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, how is this play going for you right now? This is just a magnificent, just keep you on the edge of your seat
thriller. It really does. Right. It really does. And we're having a great time. It's a lot of hard work, I tell you, because there's so much dialogue. But we're having a great time. We've got a great cast. I couldn't ask for better people to be on stage with, or a better director to, you know, put me in the right place at the right time and try to make me look beautiful and all that kind of good stuff. So we're doing well. We're ready to open. It's going to be fun.
The Bellevue Little Theater is where this happens. It opens on March 5th, runs through the 21st, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Loreen, without giving anything away, because this is a thriller, but can you give just kind of a basic plot for those who, strangely enough, may not be familiar with Dial M for Murder?
Well, Margot Windress is a rather wealthy socialite who marries a younger man who is a tennis pro, and he marries her for her money and decides that he wants to kill her to get her money. Things don't go quite the way he planned, but being the cunning vixen he is, he finds a way of framing her. So, yeah, it's pretty intense.
It really is. As I mentioned, this play is a classic, been around for a very long time. How did you approach the role? You were familiar with the play, of course. So what's it like to get an iconic role, and then how do you make that your own?
Grace Kelly in the Hitchcock film. Who's Grace Kelly? Only Grace Kelly. Only Grace Kelly. So I had to kind of figure out a way to make her my own. She's a smart cookie, but she's also a woman of the 50s. So that was probably the hardest part for me, because, you know, we would get into rehearsals and the Jonathan Berger, who plays Tony, would say something, and my immediate response would be, "Why you?" And I want to cuss him out. But, you know, they didn't do that in the 50s. So that was difficult for me. But she's rather naive and yet very sophisticated at the same time. And, you know, she's a little bit of a temptress herself. She has a guy on the side, so it's fun.
In fact, so really, Dial M for Murder was a reality show before we had such a thing.
Right. Well, it was a radio show, and it was so popular that a few months later, in 1952, they made it into a stage play in London, and then in October of the same year, they brought it over to the U.S., and then later on, they made it into the film that everybody knows, and it's been remade several times in different forms and fashions. And doggone it, you darn COVID, I get two amazingly handsome leading men, and I don't get to kiss either one of them. How fair is that?
You know, we've all had to make our sacrifices during this pandemic, but none as great as what you are making right now.
I'm telling you.
What has the Bellevue Little Theater done to make it safe for the audience as well as the actors?
Well, the actors, you know, we had to do every rehearsal with the cloth mask. And then for the actual performances, we have some really amazing clear plastic shields that are attached to glasses, and they virtually disappear on your face just about. It's pretty amazing. The audience, small groups will be able to sit together as long as they, you know, have been together and they're cohabitating or whatever. But everyone will have several seats between them who are not coming in a group. And there is a row of seats between every group of people. So you're going to be socially distanced. If you have to have a mask to come in, you have to keep your mask on. The hand sanitizer, there's a boundless font of it, is all over the theater. They spray the theater down with disinfectant between every performance. And, you know, you have to pass the COVID test. If you've been exposed, then you don't come in.
Oh, very good. How long has it been since you've performed in front of a live audience?
A year.
So how excited are you to be able to get up there again in front of real people and make this magic?
I am so grateful to Bellevue Little Theater. I was able to direct a show in the fall. You know, it was socially distanced, and it was a musical, and it was just the insanity of trying to do a musical in the middle of COVID. But it was a small cast, and we were able to. So that was really rewarding. But being able to be back on stage is just more than I can even tell you. I direct master singers. We haven't sung together in a year, and so my heart was really hurting. So I'm just really grateful to the Bellevue Little Theater for giving me an opportunity to be safe and do what I love.
Dial M for Murder. It opens March 5th, runs through the 21st. BellevueLittleTheater.weebly.com. If you're looking for information about the show, how to get tickets, or just exactly how safe it's going to be. She is the leading lady of Dial M for Murder, Lorene Pickle. Thank you so kindly, Lorene. I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to hear all about it and come see it.